All right, let's get a big report from Gus at Maple Ridge Bait and Taxidermy in Berglund. Time to talk about Lake Gogebic and the Hogathon. Gus, thanks for some of your time today. I'm sure you are busy getting ready for this weekend.
Well, yeah, we're getting pumped and getting excited about the big tournament this weekend, Adam, that's for sure.
Well, I have to say, I was pleasantly surprised, a little bit stunned, that a blue albino perch won the Gogebic Lodge tournament after we just talked about it last week.
Yeah, that's kind of like karma setting in. It's the guy caught his over 14 and a half inches blue silver perch, and it won it too, right after we talked about it last week. It was kind of cool.
How much did it end up weighing?
It was 2 pounds right on the head.
Yep. Dang.
Yeah, it was the second biggest albino I've ever seen since I've been here, so that was unique, winning it, catching that fish as a winner too, you know.
I'm assuming that guy brought it in to you. That's how you found out about it?
Yeah, I got that one in for taxidermy, and along with about a half a dozen others, but that was by far the biggest one last week. That was pretty cool fish.
Wow. Well, we're going to get into the fishing reports here, but I want to start with the ice conditions and talk about how things are holding up out there getting ready for the Hogathon, because we had some warm weather, and now we're on this roller coaster ride, and we might get some rain mixed in. What's going on Lake Gogebic?
Right now, I would suggest four-wheeler or side-by-side they're taking out there. A lot of guys are cooking some carbides, Hyfaxes with snowmobiles because there's no lubrication out there. So I would suggest four-wheelers this weekend. Mm. So far, that's what I would take out there.
How are the access points holding up?
Yeah, everything's still tight. We haven't lost our snow perimeter yet, so everything's still really tight. I would obviously stay away from the creek mouths and stuff like that and just travel, you know, on the hard pack if you can. And be careful if you get in the center. Sometimes that lake can be weird out there.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. All right, so I want to get details on the Hogathon and get into some detailed fishing reports because I heard the walleyes picked up and there was a bigger pike caught this week. So I want to get ready for the Hogathon with all that in our next outdoor report if we can get a little more time from you.
Well, that'd be great. I'd like to talk about it.
Gus from Maple Ridge Bait and Taxidermy in Berglund. Stay tuned. We'll continue this Lake Gogebic ice fishing report. Talk about the Hogathon later this hour on The Outdoor Show.